It's funny how imposing restrictions on yourself sets you free.
Everything, every hour is very strictly planned. And in the beginning, when people come into this type of structure, imagine, it's super difficult for people to cope with this. Because you feel like, oh, I'm tired, I want to sleep right now. Yeah, but you can't sleep because it's just trading time. Or, ah, but actually now I would like to go out with my friends. Yeah, but you can't go out because now is the evening ceremony and afterwards you go to bed. So in the very beginning, there are many, many conflicts. That's where it comes from that, oh, these Buddhist rules, they are so strict. They don't allow anything. No, it's not they don't allow anything. It is you are testing yourself. You are testing yourself how much control can you have about your own mind? Because after some time, even with this heart structure, you start to be okay with all of it. It's okay for you to wake up at 6. It's okay for you to do the work, the cleaning work. It's okay for you that there's training. It's okay that there is this type of structure. And now the freedom has come. Because now, even if things are put onto you which seem unnatural, still inside of you, nothing changed. Because inside, you already have started to accept and adjust. It's about you on the inside. The freedom is not based on the circumstances. The freedom that we want is the one inside here. Because it's never gonna happen in this world that we as humans are able to go out on the street and decide for yourself what you want to face out there. It's not gonna happen. It can happen, yes. You stay inside these monastic walls under these rules. 2 years, 3 years, it's strict, it's hard, it's not a lot of fun. Yeah, because the fun comes afterwards. Because afterwards, there is not much anymore that can somehow bring you out of balance. Because this is what you find when you deal with yourself for a long time. You find yourself. How do you find yourself? Where to look for? Well, you need to spend more time with you, less with external things. On the long term, having a balanced life, a harmonious life, that is the key. That is one of the goals. But in order to get there, first of all, if you want to have a balanced life, you need to know what is there that needs to be balanced. Balance meaning there's always at least two, this and this, minimum. So to balance out, so meaning to put those two in the proper ratio, I need to know what is this? What is this one here? What is that? And then I need to understand, okay, and now what is this? And afterwards, what does this has to do with that one? And then by trying out, but then one day you realize, ah, okay. So that means, yes, of course we want balance, but the way to get there, to be able to adjust this balance means sometimes we need to go to these counterparts. That also meaning, for example, it's extremely difficult to tell a person nowadays, listen, money is not the most important in the world. Focus more on relationships, focus more on love, build up a community, go into the nature. This is the important part in life. I think only somebody can come to this realization who had it already, who had the money, who has the fame, who has the reputation, who has the success, who had the car maybe, who, whatever. First you need to have it to realize that's not it.
Do you ever get angry?
Of course. Of course these things come up, but angriness is just one of the challenges we are going to be put on this challenge. I think every human being in this world will get angry in this lifetime. And every time you get angry, you always have the chance to see for yourself what does angriness do for you or do against you. The same is everybody in this world is going to get jealous. Sometimes about things, sometimes about people. We all gonna get jealous, we all gonna get angry, we all gonna get sad, we all gonna get depressed, we all gonna get frustrated, we all gonna feel joyful, we all gonna feel happy. The question now is, which of all of these different emotions How are you placing them? How do you see the connection for yourself with all of these emotions? Angriness in this world, it's just like it's burning something that maybe you have collected for a long time. In Buddhist teaching, for example, is one saying, if you get angry, it's like you are lighting a fire, and this fire is burning all the wood that you have collected for many, many winters. This is like you get angry in a relationship. In this angriness, there is the energy, there is the power inside the anger, which can bring out words, bring out actions. And with these actions, you can destroy quite a lot of what you have maybe built up for a long time in your relationships, in your family, with your friends. And so therefore we say, angriness is a quite powerful force, and it's necessary that you get a good relationship to it in order to know how to adjust it for yourself. I have become very careful when I start speaking out or bringing out words, even if these words are only in the mind. Because once the words are out, it's very difficult to take them back. Be careful if you talk to a friend or anything, just one insult, one wrong word in the wrong moment. Of course you can apologize, but it will never take back the spoken word. Your friend, your partner, they still remember. It's not in your hands anymore. So if you don't want that any word from you, because you spoke it, ever stays remaining in the world, you have to be careful what you bring out. And this is not just now the part where words can fall back to you. It is also meaning, if you use it in the proper way, how you can also shape your own mindset. Because if you think about, I cannot do it, and somebody says, hey, why don't you make the driver license? Anyway, I cannot drive. I can't do it. I'm scared. I'm too nervous. If this is the words you speak out, this is what you think, well, this is what's going to happen, I think.
Yeah, the law of attraction. Do you believe in energies and frequencies and auras? Everything's energy?
It's not I believe in them. I know they are there. In different traditions, it's expressed with different words, with different terminologies. Some call it vibration, some call it frequency, some call it light, some call it darkness. They all fall in quite the same category. Meaning, yes, there is something that needs to be adjusted or something where you need to get in resonance with. I cannot prove it to you, but my personal opinion is there is a strong connection, yes. You look at many different cultures, you always find something which is pointing either at the number three, either at something which is here, the third eye, often sometimes called. Even in the Buddhist teachings, you see there's always that one eye displayed. In the Egypt traditions, you see the eye of Horus. There are many, many, many signs, let's say, that would be too much of a coincidence that I don't believe in all of these different cultures.
And this wraps up today's episode. Thanks for listening. If you felt moved by today's episode, feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or subscribe for future episodes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you tomorrow.